Yeah.
Yes.
My brother went to App State for 2 years.
Woo. Nice. Cool.
Cruising along in the Blue Ridge Mountains up there.
A lot of people only go for 2 years.
Yeah, my brother got
kicked
out.
I only went for 2 years.
Yeah, he got kicked out. So, you know, it must be a very different experience coming to towns like South Florida, here in Miami or whatever, as compared to up there. What do you guys find to be, like, huge differences when you're out on the road? If you guys want to pass this along.
Boone's in the middle of nowhere almost. Like, we're, like, an hour away from the nearest interstate. So, seeing civilization, just people in general that are older than college age is pretty pretty out of the ordinary for us.
So like the video for Fever Pitch, did you guys film that in Boone or in North Carolina somewhere?
A bar in Charlotte called the Thirsty Beaver. It's actually kind of the last of its kind. It was one of two. The other one, I believe, got shut down. And it's a really awesome spot because it's just like this old rinky-dink kind of like country-looking bar that is surrounded by all these high-rises that have been – that tried to shut it down for years but never got the rights to the land, right? And so it's like they're all just built up around it, and then you see this little tiny bar just kind of sitting in between them. It's like a – like a FU to the man, I guess.
Yeah, it's the only thing that hasn't been gentrified in Plaza Midwood in Charlotte yet. Yeah. So
things like that, do you get inspiration from that? Like, obviously, you made a point to film the video there. Like, what sort of things do you guys look for that give you inspiration?
Everything's inspiring. Music inspires.
Yeah, personally, I find the biggest sort of motivator to write more music is other people writing music that resonates with you. You know, just people releasing new albums. As far as, like, I mean, this year there's already been a bunch of great ones. Lizzo has dropped several bangers. I don't know. What have you guys been vibing on?
Krongbin.
Krong.
It's a band from Houston. Oh, like for like in regards to videos, you know, we make music, so like we pick a good filmmaker and then let them do what they want. They usually have an awesome vision that goes along with our songs, which is awesome.
You're talking about like music being an inspiration. You guys, like, first time I heard the song, Fever Pitch, it sounded like groovy country music to me. Like it's a totally different sort of sound. Like, how'd you come up with that distinction?
Well, we all sort of have very different tastes in music. So when Sam brings us a song that he's written with lyrics and a general chord progression and like a demo track of the idea that he has, and we kind of all put our own little tasty spin on our parts, what you end up with is just this amalgamation of all of our different music tastes. So every song that we have ends up being a different genre almost, but...
It's a lot of deconstructing of said genres. So it's like we'll take like one element from hip hop and like one element from like blues rock, southern rock, and then all together you create something new. But we like to deconstruct. Like, it's like, why do I like this music? You know, like, well, why do I like D'Angelo? Why does this recording sound so good in my ears?
Like,
no one doesn't like D'Angelo. Yes. Life on the road is so fun, you know, it's great. I can't stay in one spot ever. Can't sit still.
Yeah, I think it's unlike any other form of living that I've ever encountered, for sure. It's like every day is entirely irrelevant to the past day, and tomorrow is tomorrow, you know, like you just live completely in the present as much as you can. And just try to put on the same show or do it better every night, you know. It's a hard come down once you hit the end of the road, you know, which is relaxing at times, but it's also like you can't wait to be out here. But it's like two different lives. You're two different people almost.
It's rewarding just like having all your work right in front of you, you know, and then like it's like, all right, we're here, we're doing work, we're doing music, and then we can relax for a few days and then we come right back, you know. I like that lifestyle.
What do you guys miss about North Carolina when you're on the road?
The weather.
The weather. The foliage, the various trees and shrubbery.
A hot day in Boone is like 77 degrees, so.
Yeah.
It's different here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You don't get any changing of the leaves, none of that stuff here. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate you guys coming out today. And we're looking forward to having you guys back in December. December 1st, it will be just as hot as it is now.
Shark wrecked.
So prepare yourselves.
It's going to be awesome.
Looking forward to it.